I was actually on scene when I saw two women come up to police officers, and they were very adamant that they saw Gordon walking the streets of Trenton, and they were asking police to leave the perimeter and go look for him elsewhere. And that's exactly what police did. And I want to say maybe 20, 30 minutes later is when he was captured walking blocks away. Police say that they were able to put him under arrest without any incident and that he was uninjured in that incident. We actually spoke to a woman who watched the whole thing unfold. She said somehow his demeanor was very calm and there was no resisting in that. And they were putting tear gas into this home because they don't have a search warrant to go inside. It's still unclear why they thought he was within this perimeter, but this investigation obviously is still very early on. No clear motive of why they say, why police say that Gordon killed three people in Bucks County. And also one more thing to mention, there reportedly were also two carjackings, a carjacking that happened early this morning in Trenton. And supposedly the suspect used that car to then go to Bucks County and commit those crimes. And then there was also reportedly another carjacking that happened here in Morrisville. And that's how the suspect reportedly got from Bucks County back here to Trenton. Fox 29, we also spoke to a lady who says she was that first carjacking victim. She says that she was on her way to church with her 9-year-old grandson. And she says that Gordon came, carjacked them at gunpoint. And she just couldn't believe that after she was carjacked, police say he committed this crime, reportedly killing three people close to him. One more thing to note, at that first scene where police say Gordon killed his 13-year-old sister and his stepmother, there also were three other people in the home at the time. One person was a kid and they were able to somehow hide from Gordon. And police say that Gordon was looking for those three people, but somehow they were able to hide well enough to be able to get out of there safely.
And did the police say if they had any negotiation with him? Was there any kind of contact at all like that?
Well, while I was here on scene, it's interesting you say that. We were able to hear police, you know, trying to negotiate with him within that home, but they must have not been hearing back from him that entire time because, according to Trenton police, he was never even within their perimeter. So it seems like while they were trying to negotiate, it may have been very one-sided if instead he was walking the streets of Trenton.